Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the third day of May. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. The prepper tip of the day is to get your ham radio equipment now while you can. Easily available now. What will it be in the future? Well, hard to say. We do have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. is booked for sale at amazon.com. We'll be joined in a few minutes by Steve Ben Noon. His website is israelinewslive.org. Steve has limited time, so we'll give Steve some airtime until he has to leave in about an hour. And with that, I will say good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Sir, it's good to have you with us, as always. There's lots of speculation about the health of Vladimir Putin. And I've been reading these reports that he's scheduled for surgery, possibly prostate surgery, comments on his health in other areas. What comments, if any, anything, do you have about Vladimir Putin's health, Jeff?
Well, if I were a dictator that somebody might want to overthrow, I might want to make people think I'm going to die by natural causes soon, because nobody would bother to assassinate someone who's going to die of natural causes anyway.
I've considered that. I've considered that. And Vladimir Putin is no fool. And anything he needs to do, he'll do it, won't he, sir?
Well, yeah, if he can, I suppose. Yeah, I mean, we don't know. I mean, we just don't have any information. The guy is not, the regime is not transparent, and his health is not transparent.
Well, he likes to publish photographs of him with no shirt on. These past photographs have looked like a very physically fit, athletic gentleman engaged in hunting and different things. I guess we'll see. It's kind of a side issue. He's appointed somebody, current or former head of the KGB, to stand in for him if he becomes incapacitated. Is that accurate?
Well, according to the rumor, it's Nikolai Patrushev, who was the head of the FSB, and I think he's the head of the Security Council right now.
And he plays some role, allegedly a major role, in deciding what goes on with the war in Ukraine. Is that accurate also?
Well, he's a hardliner. He wants them to take Kiev.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see. Speculation is that if there was a surgery, that it would not take place for a while with Vladimir Putin. I guess we shall see. I don't know. If you've got a question or comment, this is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, the West has imposed sanctions on Russia. I'm not sure that these sanctions are hurting Russians as much as they're hurting the West. Do you have any comment on the sanctions, sir?
Well, they don't. I think the ruble recovered many weeks ago already now. The ruble has not been destroyed. I'm sure the economy isn't functioning at full capacity. I've heard that there was some shrinkage. But, I think the interesting thing is supposedly Victory Day is May 9th, is next Monday. And there's a big rumor in different Russian sources that Putin is going to officially declare war on Ukraine, and there's going to be full mobilization in the Russian Federation, full war mobilization.
Full war, what does that look like? Full war mobilization, what does that look like, sir?
Well, we don't know exactly, but it's going to be an attempt to fill up the armies. You know, to put a million men under arms or more. And so if they do that, and they can get the troops, and if they have the equipment, then they would be able to crush Ukraine. But some observers that I've talked to, people with expertise, say, no way, he doesn't have the equipment. He can't outfit an army. He can't practically mobilize it. In fact, some Ukrainian authorities think it would be a good thing because it would make Putin extremely unpopular, and it would be one step closer to the regime collapsing, which is an interesting thing for a Ukrainian to say that the Russians tried to increase their numbers by, you know, tripling or doubling or quadrupling the number of troops would be a good thing. It's kind of interesting that that's the Ukrainian comment.
Well, these are certainly unusual times, times that you've been warning the world about for, more than three decades, 35, 36 years. You're writing books about this, giving lectures. I know, Jeff, you've expressed your concern that you haven't reached as many people as you would like to have reached, and that's unfortunate. You haven't reached the ones that you would like, but you've reached tens of thousands of Americans with your outreach, with your book, with your lectures, with the radio shows you do, and I know it's had a great impact, despite not being the impact that you would have liked, and you have no intention of stopping your work, do you, sir?
No, but, everything comes to an end at some point.
Well, that's true. We want to support you, and one of the ways we can support Jeff is you write one or two articles a week published at your website, jrnyquist.blog, and there's a way people can subscribe to those articles. Tell people how they can do that, Jeff.
There's a PayPal button below every article or video, and where people can support the site to keep it going.
And I encourage people to do that. And of course, you've got 6 books for sale at Amazon.com, 3 you authored, 3 more you co-authored. Excellent books that I encourage people to read those as well. Well, Jeff, what's next? Do you think is going to be happening of any consequence with Ukraine? If you have any thoughts in that area.
Well, like I said, it's next Monday is Victory Day. That's when they celebrate their victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. And this announcement is thought to be coming. It's thought to be forthcoming. So we'll see. It could be that they'll just announce a victory, and that they've got the parts of in the south and in the east that they want, and that they'll get out of the war that way. So it's either they're going to get out of the war and declare victory, or they're going to accelerate. And a lot of the rumor is they're going to accelerate the war.
Accelerate the war. We've talked a lot about the weather, the rain, the mud. There's a period of dry ground that's coming up soon. When is that dry ground going to be useful?
Well, last I checked, it rained at the beginning of last week for a couple of days, and it's been dry since. And now I didn't check to see if that forecast changed, but the ground is drying out now. So it may be dry now.
Well, and once it's dry enough to support the weight of those of the armor, that's when things really could take off, couldn't they?
Yeah, it is. If the Ukrainians are, and some people think they are nimble enough, they can inflict a real defeat on the Russians somewhere along the front in the coming days.
That's right. That's right. Well, do we have any intel on forces building up ready to engage in some kind of major offensive?
Well, not a major offensive, but there has been fighting, and the Ukrainians have been doing pretty well, from what we're hearing.
All right. Well, it's just about time for Steve Benunda to join us here in a couple of minutes. China, of course, is, in my opinion, the wild card in all of this. China has been kind of holding back of late. What information, if any, do you have on what China may or may not be doing in the near future here, Jeff?
Well, the Chinese lockdowns in Shanghai and other cities are suggestive that the Chinese are preparing for war, because you've maybe seen some of the videos of the China, they've hung in the streets, signs, spies are everywhere, don't talk, you know, watch your mouth. And then there's the police telling people, you know, we're getting ready, you know, behave yourselves. You know, you have to obey the authorities. Only the Communist Party can save us. Don't you know we're going to war against America soon?
And let me say, the police are telling people that. By what method? How are they doing that?
Verbally?
Oh, person to person in the street?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
They have videos of them doing that.
Amazing.
Whether those videos are authentic, they look authentic.
Well, the videos of people collapsing and bleeding face first and bleeding out from the COVID looked pretty authentic 2 years ago, too, but they were a complete fabrication. So I guess we shall see. Yet over 1 billion people all marching in the same direction, things happen, don't they, Jeff?
Yeah, they're up to something very odd, why these lockdowns are happening. It's related to the collapse of their economy. But their economy, they're attempting to turn their economy in a certain direction, and nobody knows exactly why they're doing this.
If you know, what direction are they attempting to turn it to?
Maybe a war economy.
Oh, okay.
We don't we don't know why they're doing these large scale lockdowns. It's not COVID. Every Chinese source I've questioned basically says it's not about the lockdowns. Yeah, I mean, the lockdowns are not about COVID.
Right.
They're about
the economy
or the political situation in China, or it's about getting ready for war. These are the explanations that you hear.
Pretty amazing. Pretty scary stuff.
Yeah.
So, of course, the big question has been for a number of years, will they attack and invade Taiwan first or the United States first? What are your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, Chiao Chen said that the threat to invade Taiwan is a feint. Chiao Chen was the former defense minister of China. He said that there was no intention to invade Taiwan. They'll just blockade it. That their intention is to strike America first. That Taiwan was diversionary. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. I talked to Lee Minyan a couple of weeks ago, and she affirmed the Chiao Chen speech, said it was true that they had other documents that had been acquired from the Chinese military and political establishment showing an intention to attack the U.S.
Well, that makes sense. If you blockade China, Taiwan, and then attack the United States successfully, then Taiwan's finished. We got a caller here, gentlemen. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Leon and Jeff. Jeff, I wonder if you ever heard of a Dr. James Giordano.
I'm not sure.
He's the chief of the Neuroethics Studies Program and scholar in residence at Pellegrino Center for Clinical Bioethics at Georgetown. He gave a speech or a presentation before the Modern War Institute. I sent the link to John. It's titled, Jeff, The Brain is the Battlefield of the Future. So my question for you, if you'll take the time, it's a little long, it's 45 minutes, but it's informative. I think everyone needs to see it. He actually outlined in this presentation, I think it was from 2015, a pandemic where they would literally control people's minds using the internet, television, and radio with a false narrative of a sickness that they basically concocted out of thin air that was nothing more than a regular illness. I watched a video that you did, I'm not sure how long ago it was, I guess it was in the height of COVID, where you were pretty much on board with the whole pandemic narrative. I'd like to get two answers from you today. Where you stand now is whether or not it's real or fictitious, and then whether or not you think that everything that we're seeing could be nothing more than menicide being performed by the elite, the globalists, and the New World Order.
You mean the idea that there is no virus?
Well, the idea that the virus is nothing more than the normal sicknesses that people have every year, but because of the ability to control people's minds through media and basically mapping the human mind, that they're able to manipulate people into believing something is real that is not as serious as they think. And then whether or not, the second part of that question was whether or not we could be watching a nothing more than a worldwide stage play where we're having two enemies on each end of the spectrum. We're watching a worldwide Delphi technique. I feel like I'm in a comfort inn in a giant conference room being herded together like a bunch of cattle.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I've talked
to something. Something more, Jeff. Please give it some thought, because the short answers, I'll finish on the other side if you'll allow.
We have a break. Hold on, everybody. We have a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, a very nice $50 discount to protect your car, your spouse's car, that grandchild in college's car from the effects of EMP at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. We'll be joined in a couple of minutes by Steve Ben-Noon. His website's israelinewslive.org. Jeff, did you get the gist of John's question he would like a response to,
well,
sir?
Well, I'd like to add a little bit, if I can, Jeff. I know you're a smart guy. I don't doubt that. For one moment, but your answers of yes and no, and I don't think so, are beginning to not cut it with me. So if you, when you answer the question, please give me some information as to why you hold the opinion or the belief that you do, and I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I've spent hundreds of hours reading books and researching and talking to scientists. In fact, I've been working on a book on COVID with scientists and other people. And of course, these people are serious people. None of these people think the virus does not exist, that it's a hoax. I mean, you have the autopsies of the first victims in places like Hamburg. You've got the scientific papers that that the disease is a vascular disease. It affects the blood. That it causes blood clotting, that spike protein causes blood clotting, you've got lots of studies on people. I've had friends who've had it and almost died of it. People who are very healthy normally. So it's not a nothing. You know, for a person, I had a friend, a pretty close friend, and he literally, his oxygen levels, it was like he was in the Himalayas. And all he did, he went to the gym. He picked it up in the gym. You know, I don't go to the gym because I don't want to get it. But that's how it affected him. A healthy guy, he got it bad enough so that he was turning blue. I mean, his oxygen levels were taken down. So I'm afraid you can't explain that from the regular flu.
Well, Jeff,
that's why I believe it. I believe it
because
of personal experience and from working and talking to doctors and scientists. That's why.
Okay, the second half of the question is whether or not you think that we could be experiencing what Dr. Giordano was talking about, the battlefield of the mind, that people's minds are being basically hacked and attacked and mental murder by means of mind control and brainwashing into believing something to be able to be manipulated. I mean, Bernays said it in 1928 in his book, if we understand the mechanisms of the group mind, is it not possible for us to control the masses according to our will without their knowing it? Are we living that day today, Jeff?
Well, you believe in conspiracy theories that are controlling your mind and that are concocted by secret police organizations.
No, that wasn't the question, and that's kind of a condescending attitude.
No, that's my
answer. I believe in conspiracies. And if a theory, you know, when you're in court, you're being charged with a crime, it's conspiracy to commit murder. It's a theory. Until the facts present whether or not it's true or not.
History,
when it's
John,
true,
if
it is
history.
It is conspiracy to commit murder.
John, if you knew the history of the conspiracy theories you favor or you believe in, you would then know the history of how secret police, going back to Napoleon's head of secret police, Fouché, invented the narratives. This type of narrative was invented by the head of Napoleon's secret police, and that it was used in Europe in the 19th century over and over again.
So according to your logic, John Moore, Leon Green, and everyone else that believes that there's a global government set about to destroy mankind for their own means and their own good, we're all conspiracy theorists and should be discounted at hand? Just set aside because we're a bunch of nuts? Or is it possible that I've done as much research on this as you have on yours, and I'm correct, and you're not?
I'm giving you my analysis. That's the analysis that I have from spending a lot of time, you know, and research. And, of course, you can disagree and keep to your theory, but you have to prove that you're right. And you never have
I have
any
proven
proof.
It. I've proven it to myself. Unfortunately, there's people such as yourself that will not look at it because they're so indoctrinated.
What do you mean I will not look at it? Of course I look at these things all the time. And they never pan out.
John, have you got any comments? Leon, do you have any comments?
Not really.
I'll remain silent.
I don't have anything to add to this part of our discussion. Not really. So maybe it's time just to move on, John. I think you made your point, and it is time to move on. Thank you for your call, sir. Got about an hour break coming up here. Steve Noon is patiently waiting. He's listening to what's going on. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. I didn't get to find out exactly what the whole conversation was about there that John's from Tennessee.
Well, it's a continuation of some conversations from weeks past. And
okay.
They end up being circular arguments is what they end up being. Steve, Leon, Jeff, hold on. We got about an hour break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you'd like to be my neighbor and live near my county or in my county, Crawford County and nearby counties, we have some beautiful pieces of real estate for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. Plus, I do private consultations helping people gain the clarity, get the focus, receive the laser focus that they need to make major decisions. That's what the private consultations are all about. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, check out the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you really need an energy cleaner. The arthritis pain getting you down, you need an energy cleaner. Check it out at my website. You already have your energy cleaner. I got a very nice supply in of the Micro Plus Throws. They're beautiful, warm, cozy, and elegant. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat, to get the maximum use of the energy cleaner. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your Micro Plus Throw, at my website, or by calling my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist, His website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at amazon.com. And joining us for about 45 minutes or so, Steve Bindoon. His website's israelinewslive.org. Thank you for joining us, Steve.
Thank you, John, for having me on today.
Okay. You were asking Jeff some questions here on the chat. Did Jeff, have you seen those questions?
No, they're written out.
They're written out on the chat.
Yes,
part of our...
Jeff, I got to get some of your perspective here.
Right. There's a section on Skype here, Jeff, where we can send messages back and forth privately.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Jeff, come on now. Do, 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 do.
Lieutenant General Cloutier.
Cloutier, yes. Because I was going to talk about that. I was kind of hoping to catch your thought on that before I actually spoke about that. But it is, I know that they're trying to debunk it. They're trying to say that it's not true, that he wasn't captured, that he's down in Turkey and he's doing the command there. And of course, he sends a little note saying all these stories are fake. And then they show a clip of him at some conference that he's speaking at and stuff like that. I would note for people to think about, and that is, why not just have him appear on national television and speak about these things himself? If this is such a big story, that why can't somebody just go ahead and interview the guy and clear the whole matter up? Well, the reason is because he is captured. And I actually specifically asked, I wasn't for sure, because when this all went down and how Turner had put the story out that he was captured, in the beginning I had a very difficult time believing it, because I'm thinking to myself, Ukraine, a war, Russian troops on the ground, and a lieutenant general near the front lines of a battle. John Moore will tell you straight up, that doesn't happen, at least back in the day when John Moore was fighting. Your lieutenant general is not up there on that front line, unless you're General Patton over in Europe. So it just seemed too weird. And so one of the guys that I work with, I had sent him a message because he's on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I asked him, I said, is there any validity to this story? Well, I already knew that he was fixing to fly out, so I wasn't going to get to speak to him directly. And he just sent me a text back, confirmed, and then he put, Lieutenant Colonel is what he said initially, and then he said something else, and back and forth, but we never clarified it, so I didn't know if it was a lower-ranking officer, which then seemed to make more sense that it'd be a lower-ranking officer. So I knew that we had an officer captured, but I wasn't for sure if it was Lieutenant General Cloutier that was actually captured. So we had to catch up on things yesterday. I spent the entire day.
You're talking about the American general, Roger Cloutier?
Yes.
Who is the commander of NATO's land forces?
Yes, he was brought up to be the European land force commander for that very reason. And or not because of Ukraine per se, but that's where he got promoted to. I forget when that happened. I didn't really look at that. So, but I didn't know what you knew about this, and I was going to throw in some thoughts that would probably shock a lot of people what's going on. But it was confirmed to me yesterday that he was captured. It is true.
Well, who's making the claim?
Pardon me?
Who's making the claim that he's captured?
That's somebody on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and then we're not going to go into who that is.
No, so. I mean publicly.
Oh, publicly that he's captured.
Yeah, if you say somebody important says so, but you won't name them, but who's publicly saying that he's been captured?
Hal Turner was the one that actually put the information out initially. And from there, it's just kind of gone everywhere.
Hal Turner just saying he was captured, or he's passing along someone else's claim? Where is he getting it from?
Hal Turner would be like everybody else. If you you have to know a little bit more about military and about war to realize that when things like that go on, those are things that are not just going to be admitted to, especially when you're dealing with any type of general. Because for one, the enemy has your commanding officer that's on the ground. What's he doing there? That's the big issue. This is one reason why the United States has been denying it.
I don't understand, Steve. Why would the Russians not show him in front of a camera and make a big deal out of it? I mean, it would be an awful
that's
big
a very
deal
good
for
reason.
Them.
That's a very good reason why they wouldn't.
I'm sorry, what's a good reason?
It's in the game for them.
Are you kidding?
Why play it up like that right now?
If they could put the head of the NATO land forces on TV as being captured in the front line, it would
no.
make their day no. propaganda-wise.
Well, no, that's not what you want to do. If you're trying to negotiate and you really don't want the war that you're dealing with now, you don't really want NATO on your borders, you know, there's a lot of things that are being negotiated in the background about this because, one, the United States doesn't want the embarrassment that they have a lieutenant general in Ukraine in a battlefield. That's one admission that we actually have. Technically, you would say you have troops on the ground, which could bring about a third world war. Russia, on the other hand.
Hold on a minute. Are you saying there are American troops on the ground in Ukraine?
Well, no, not technically we don't. We are doing, we actually are doing what we call contract troops on the ground in Ukraine, which are still U.S. forces fighting. Not just U.S. forces, but we have other forces as well. But when you're using contractors, that's kind of like a loophole that we do to get around it to where we can try to say to Russia, well, we really don't have troops on the ground. But now that they got this general in their hands, they're like, well, that kind of begs to differ, doesn't it? So
only if you can prove it.
Negotiations, and this is one reason. See, Putin's a very intelligent man. He's not stupid. He's very smart. And he knows, yeah, he could go out and publicly parade the guy around and create an embarrassment for the United States. But what would that do? That would kind of force his hand, too, that he has to keep his own word, that if you put American forces in this battle, we're going to Third World War. Maybe he doesn't want to do that right now. Maybe he would rather allow this to calm down and do an exchange to where, okay, we'll let you save face, but, you know, you're going to have to give us something in return. And this is what happens at the end of the day in a battle like that. There are things that could be done that'll save face for the United States, and at the same time, Russia get what they want, and Putin would be willing to do so. So, you know, the point is they've got him, and we have plenty of ways that we could have made it very well known that they don't have him, not the superficial, stupid ways that our media is doing it, and NATO saying, NATO command is saying, no, he's not there, he's actually in Turkey, and all we get is a little message from the general saying, no, this is all a bunch of lies. Well, anybody could type that up. And I do know that they were frantically looking for a double on him in order to be able to make it appear that he's not captured. That was another thing that we've been busy trying to do to try to make that story go away. But, I mean, they to some degree, most people will not believe it's true because it is a lieutenant general. In fact, people I know on the Russian side were even doubting this to be true. They were telling me this. It doesn't make sense because
what doesn't make sense is that they would be looking for a double for a man who's been captured by the Russians, and the Russians could just put him on Russian TV tomorrow.
No, that does make sense. It does make sense, Jeff. You got to understand more about how that goes on in wartime scenarios, and you know, Putin. Like I said, he's going to take advantage of that. Yeah, he could put him up there. But do you realize what position it puts him in? He's already made the threat of what he would do if we put U.S. forces in Ukraine. Then he has to live up to his threat. All right? He doesn't necessarily want to have to live up to that threat.
A general is not putting forces. I'm sorry. Even if there was a general there, that wouldn't be putting forces in that country. One man is a force unless he's some kind of superhero who can, you know, like Superman, you know, fly and stuff.
Well, I guess we'd have to get people involved that know a little bit more about how that works on that. So
let's take a couple of calls here, gentlemen. We're going to call a couple of calls on hold. First, we got James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning. I'm thinking that what
they might do is let this become a low-intensity operation. I think I'm hearing it from one gentleman there. In other words, instead of building up the pressure for both sides to act, just lower the intensity, and then you won't have World War III. This is a possibility. And behind-the-scenes negotiations is always a very good possibility, because both sides don't really want a nuclear war. But Putin wants something, and obviously the United States wants something, and they'll compromise. Is that what I hear?
I think that's exactly correct. It's just really to try to save face at the end of the day for both sides. The United States doesn't want the world knowing that they have a general that got captured. And of course,
I didn't hear that. Okay, sorry, go ahead. Okay, sorry, go ahead, yes.
Yeah, we don't want the world knowing that we had a general in the theater there. And
well, that's embarrassing. My grandfather fought in World War I, he was an officer in the Austrian cavalry, and he fought on the Russian front and the Italian front. So I heard a few stories about that operation. But I have another remark or observation, if I could. People have been talking about the COVID, right? Is it real or not? Well, let's go back to 2 years ago when this all happened. The question that comes to my mind is, did anybody do toxicology tests of the people who died? In other words, did they analyze their blood and look for foreign entities that were there that shouldn't have been there? And I don't think that was ever done. Your comment from your round table, what do you think? If you go to court... Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Well, Jeff, do you want to start a response to James' question there?
So to clarify, he's asking what exactly?
Well, all right. Let's look at this, the hypothesis regarding the snake venom, all right? Now, let's suppose there was snake venom in the water. This is one thing that people are talking about. Did anybody do a blood analysis of the body on the table, on the slab, and did the analysis of the blood, put it in the machines, and say, hey, this guy died of snake venom? Did anybody do that? And I think the answer is no, because they just, there was no accountability. I'm wondering can you comment on that?
On snake venom, you know, again, people need to prove
anything their... anything COVID, let's forget about the snake venom. Let's just look at the COVID virus, whatever that's supposed to be. That should have been something that people could have isolated after
the person died. It has been isolated.
Okay, COVID. Now, do we know the structure? We know the molecular weight, things like that. We do.
Well, the RNA of it, yeah.
Sorry?
It's an RNA virus, so they have its RNA structure. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's the first I've heard of it. But I think that I don't think there has been that much analysis, because when this all started in 2020, all the labs were closed. Nobody was doing anything, you see. So,
what labs were closed?
Well, I think a lot of labs were closed. I'm guessing what because
were closed. Can you name a closed lab?
What do you call it? Coroner? What is that? A coroner operation? You know,
autopsy.
Yeah. Thank you very much. The autopsy. was anybody doing any autopsies? And I don't think they were, because
yes, there were lots of autopsies done. In fact, the University of Minnesota republished the first 12 autopsies mm-hmm. done in Hamburg, Germany, and I read mm-hmm. the scientific paper. And you can get it online. It's there now.
Right.
University of Minnesota.
If you want to prove,
translated it from the German.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. If you want to prove a murder case, you have to take something to the judge called the cause of death, and it's got to be signed properly and done by a lab, and otherwise the case will get thrown out, you see. Right?
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of this paperwork and analysis was done. So there you go.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, James. Thank you. We got a break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Steve Benuna has volunteered to expand and answer a bit more for James' question. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, the issue is, of course, if I understand the question right, that James was asking, has there been any autopsies in relation to the venom being in the body? I do know, as far as autopsies specifically, I don't know the answer to that question there. I do know different doctors, Dr. Eli English, that has done live blood analysis of these things that later come out and spoke about that now that this issue of snake venom being in the being in the vaccine makes more sense because they couldn't figure out how to deal with what they were seeing in the lab. But I think one of the best informations I can give you on this was from Harold Kautz-Villa, the German scientist. I've known Harold for many, many years. And I spoke to him at length yesterday on this subject. And of course, the issue of venom. This was one of the issues that came up. And I know Dr. Brian Artis as well. I've interviewed him. But one of the things that Harold had brought out that was interesting to me in this is that the snake venom, and of course he works directly in the lab, in the university, doing the studies on the COVID. He works with the team of scientists on COVID and the different scenarios, the things that they've had, they've dealt with. And Harold, we were discussing the snake venom part of it. One of the things that that he shared with me is that he said that the water in Europe contains lithium, fluorine, and graphene nanotubes. And he said it was unclear what the payload of the nanotubes carries, but he says he guessed it was genetic and that this could be a possible link to venom, but again, only after reverse transcriptase. He also was saying that the combination of fungus and bacteria and virus is a new form of, as he called it, an alien bioweapon. He said it's not man-made and it stabilizes itself in a free nature as biofilms. So it is, with traditional measures, impossible to contain a pandemic of that sort once it would be unleashed. And at the core of the symbiosis is oxalic acid that carries and shares the disease, as he put it, disease/demon, which is in its core is captured and tortured somewhere to weaponize the characteristics of the disease. But you know, to put it quite bluntly, as he said to me, they had one particular woman from Australia that they did a study on because she was anti-vaccine, but once she got sick, and he explained to me it was something, and I forget all the details behind it, but in the gut itself, it would transform into a venom. In this particular case, her body, the COVID virus, transformed to the snail, the sea snail, that they've also spoke about being in the vaccine. And he said, if you know anything about that particular snail, when it releases its own venom into the water, it causes the fish to be drawn to the source of where that comes from. And then that snail is able to pierce the fish, kill the fish, and then consume the fish. And they found with this one particular woman from Australia that the exact same thing was happening to her. Even though she was anti-vax, she was drawn to get a vaccine because that was in her bloodstream.
Amazing. That's a good response there, Steve. We got a top of the hour break. We got callers on hold. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.